life around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we are back, ready to go, and we have some big news to share with all of you. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, November 16th, 2024. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, 120 minutes of everything and anything in the world of travel is on. Well, listen, after 17 days of travel in Europe, Mary and I returned to New York earlier this week. Sincere thanks once again to everyone involved in our big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024. We enjoyed spending time with all our show fans and followers who joined us on those travels. And the folks at Seabourn once again did a terrific job in surpassing expectations. I know there's a full recap that's up on the website for you guys to see that. But by the way, over those 17 days in Europe that had Mary and me in Italy, Monaco, France, and Spain, we walked over 88 miles and actually came back to New York with midsummer tans as the weather was just gorgeous.
Well, the weather was just gorgeous. Only one of us came back with midsummer tans. Your Italian DNA helped you. I'm still, I look like a ghost. But the weather was fantastic. We had gorgeous weather every day. And the food, of course, both on the ship and in Italy, France, and Spain, you can't go wrong. It was terrific. And, you know, this was a very different type of big Let's Go America tour for us, as you all heard last week when we broadcasted live from Palma de Mallorca. For the first time ever on an ocean cruise, we had a number of show fans traveling with us. As Robert said, we had a great time. If any of you listening were there with us, you know we all had a fantastic time. And the response to our Seabourn cruise was so strong that before Robert and I even left for New York for Rome back on October 26th, Seabourn asked us to do another one, which we announced on the show last week. There have already been some bookings, which we're happy to see. And if you'd like to join us in Alaska next August for a Seabourn cruise, just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Right at the top of the homepage, you're going to see a link that says join us and book here for the 2025 Seabourn Alaskan cruise. And you can choose either the full 14-day cruise option to join us, or there's also a 7-day cruise option if you can't be there for the full 2 weeks. And I would encourage you when you go there to talk to Dean, because he's our
cruise advisor. Well, he's the guy. He's the, correct.
He can help
but
you
listen,
out.
You know, after we announced the Alaskan cruise last week on the broadcast, as you just said, we did have, you know, we had all those show fans gathered for the live broadcast with us there in Spain. The folks did alert us that we had some bookings already. So space is limited. If you want to join us in Alaska next year, you need to go to rmworldtravel.com. Click on that link that Mary mentioned. Get all the info. You got to make a deposit. It's pretty nominal to hold the space for you. So now, before we get to the big show news, and it truly is a milestone day here for the on the program. Rudy, how are you doing out there? I know you went out to California. How are things on the left coast?
Fine. A little bit of drought going on here. A few fires, but they're all under control at the moment. So it's just typical California.
Well, that's happening this way as well.
Yeah, we've got fireworks. Yeah.
So, Bobby, you know, we missed you last week from our, you know, we had our Palma de Mallorca live broadcast. Derek did a nice job filling in, but how are things down there in Dallas at the Network Command Center? Did you attend the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight last night?
I did not. I stayed up and watched it for as little or as much buffering was going on. I watched it in frame by frame, but no, did not actually make it out there.
Okay. Well, yeah, listen, I guess it was a, you know,
too many people on Netflix
unanimous
last
decision
night.
There, yeah. But you know, whether it was circus or theater or not, we don't know. So we'll see.
All right. Well, I want to get one more thing out of the way here before we share this big news. And I'm going to share the results of our latest travel polls. Again, they are always located on the homepage of our website. So the first question we asked for these polls was, for our big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 with Seabourn, which country that we're visiting interests you the most? 8% of you chose Monaco, 16% said Spain, 20% picked France, 26% of you said all of the above, and 30% of you, of course, this does not surprise us, Italy.
Yeah, I would.
Yes. So, second question.
Should have been all of the above.
It should have, yeah. So second question, which country that we're visiting on this tour with Seabourn have you visited the most? 34% of you haven't visited any. That did surprise me.
That was sad.
27% of you have been to Italy, 20% of you France, 13% Spain, and 6% Monaco.
Yeah, well, listen, you know what? Travel, folks, it's in investing in yourself. It's enriching and expanding, you know, who you are, connecting with others, making relationships, and so much more. So hopefully we enticed you to go do some of that. So, Bobby, we need some type of major announcement sounder before I share this big news. All right, we got two things to share. We're going to get to this really quick. First, as we teased last week, thanks to the addition of AM 1420 and FM 94.3 WLNA, AM 920, FM 92.5 WGHQ, AM 1260 and FM 96.5 WBNR, all in the New York DMA, plus the addition of AM 1400 and FM 98.9 KFRU radio in Columbia, Missouri, we have now surpassed the 600 weekly radio station plateau. Folks, there have only been a handful of syndicated network radio shows that have ever achieved being over 600 weekly radio stations, and we are very proud to say that America's number one travel radio show is now one of them.
We are, and really grateful, and definitely it's motivation to keep pushing to be a little better tomorrow than we are today.
Absolutely.
But super grateful.
No question about that. All right, now the other big news. So this week in Istanbul, Turkey, they move around every year. The Society of American Travel Writers gathered for their annual convention, and within the industry, SATW is responsible for awarding the prestigious Lowell Thomas Awards each year. Well, this program won two Lowell Thomas Awards and took the Gold Award for 2024, beating out, for example, Rick Steves' NPR show. And just like folks say when they win an Oscar and thank the Academy, we want to thank the folks at the SATW Foundation for honoring America's number one travel radio show and recognizing us as the top nationally syndicated travel show. This is the seventh time this program has won a Lowell Thomas Award. We are truly honored by this recognition. It is very humbling by now being heard on over 600-plus weekly radio stations across the USA and winning two Lowell Thomas Awards with the Gold Award for 2024. It is truly outstanding.
Maybe we should just leave it there for today, Robert and Rudy, and sign off now. The next nine segments ahead are going to be tough acts to follow. But I do want to add something to what you just shared, Robert, and this is directed to everyone listening. I think you can all hear, hopefully week after week on this show, or even on our Monday through Friday 60-second daily travel commentaries that we do for our stations, that we all, the three of us, really, really love what we do. We love the connection we have with the audience. We all love the industry and the world of travel. And I think when you do what you love, hopefully that passion and honesty really comes through, and we are truly grateful and really want to thank all of you listening. We couldn't do it without you. You know, this is a really unique opportunity to be part of all of your lives every week.
And the communities of the program.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nationwide.
So thank you to all of you.
So amen to that, Mary. Rudy, any thoughts?
Well, you told me we've been doing this for 10 years or something. I don't believe that because it doesn't feel like that.
The three of us have been,
yes.
Correct? Yeah.
But it's just amazing how much stuff happens in travel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you think after you've seen the travel news this week, and we've had these guests on. Are there any more guests to have on? Are there any more authors we should talk to?
Yeah,
is there any more travel news for this week? Maybe there'll be nothing this
but
week.
But listen, Rudy,
and there's always something.
You're right. The world of travel is so entwined in our daily lives; it impacts so many aspects of it. And you know, we talk about it all the time. It is the number one sector out there on so many levels. And that's why this show just keeps moving along, and we are so thankful for the audience, the stations, the sponsors. We couldn't do it without them. So,
that
music tells us we need to go to a quick break. After this quick sponsors break, Jeff Freeman joins us for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Your award-winning travel radio show is back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
When it comes to protecting your home, it's always better to stop trouble before it starts. That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with Active Guard Outdoor Protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge artificial intelligence plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's agents to prevent crime before it happens. Just head to simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new Simply Safe system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better Nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
Our Our friends at Tax Network USA tell us if you owe back taxes, don't gamble with the IRS. It's a no-win. You need Tax Network USA on your side. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor. Even if you haven't filed in a few years, they've helped resolve over $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. Talk with one of their strategists for free. To do that, just call 800-780-8888 or visit tnausa.com/carry. You'll also find that info at armworldtravel.com.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better Nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as Mary and I now roll into the B block with all of you on this November 16th, it's CTL time around here. That's the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, and we're sponsored by Colette.
And if you love to travel like we do, but you're not such a fan of all the travel planning, well, we say go guided with Colette. They seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences, which means you get to enjoy your destination without all the stress of making the travel plans. You can do it with them right here in our own country or in many different destinations around the globe. Wherever it is, go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel a lot of fun.
Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, transportation, dining, knowledgeable tour managers, plus ample free time just to go do your own thing. As a show fan, visit Colette.com this weekend for an array of show savings or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And we'll actually find a lot about the show right there on our website. But for the next 9 minutes, we're headed down to Washington, D.C., as Jeff Freeman, the CEO of U.S. Travel Association, is holding to join us.
Jeff, nice to be reconnecting with you. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
It's great to be back on. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for your time today. So, you know, we just announced some big news. Our program is now heard on over 600 weekly stations across the USA. Plus, we won gold, actually, and received two Lowell Thomas Awards for 2024 by the prestigious SATW Foundation. So I bring that up because when you took over as CEO of U.S. Travel and joined us to kick off our 2023 broadcast year, the show was heard on about 495 weekly stations. That means in less than 2 years, we've added over 100. So I would say most companies in the travel industry would sign up for that type of growth. There's clearly big happenings unfolding in Washington, D.C. America spoke with a loud and clear voice back on Election Day. President Trump will soon return to office in about 2 months from now. Since he and his family own and operate many assets in travel, I'd say the country is set up for a good run when it comes to government support and understanding of travel and tourism these next 4 years. What are some ways you and the U.S. Travel Association team are looking to work with the new administration?
Well, first of all, let me congratulate the two of you. I'd love to take some credit for the success you've had over the past couple of years, but you've earned it. Congratulations. 600 stations is incredible. So congratulations on that success.
Thank you, Jeff.
In terms of the incoming administration, we've got opportunities and we've got challenges, and the truth is that would be true with any incoming administration. I think where the biggest opportunities are is in the area of establishing America as the place to be, establishing America's dominance when it comes to welcoming travelers, ensuring that we have a first-class system that we can be proud of. You know, when President Trump was on the campaign trail, he opined on the weaknesses of rail travel in America. That was certainly interesting to us. It is an area where the U.S. is behind other nations around the world, and I certainly hope that interest in building a better travel experience continues. Given that we have the Ryder Cup coming next fall, we've got the World Cup in 26, we've got the Summer Olympics in 28, we've got a lot of work to do, particularly in the area of international inbound travel, to make sure that we can get travelers into the country, give them a good experience, get from point A to point B. We're going to have to work closely with this administration. We're eager to do that. We're already having conversations, and it's an opportunity that's in front of us. Again, there will be challenges. There will be areas where we have different perspectives. That's normal. But I'm optimistic that this administration will embrace the concept that we really need to showcase America's greatness, mm-hmm. and travel is the way to do that.
Absolutely. And so that's very encouraging. And speaking of America's greatness, our airports and our airlines, I think, are a big part of that. And there's some real struggles going on with our airlines. Robert and I see it in our travels. I'm sure you see it, Jeff. We hear about it, as I'm sure you do, with the many contacts we have across the industry, whether it's pilot shortages, air traffic control shortages, airport infrastructure problems.
That's a big one.
We have some very real issues we have to address in this country, and they're very multi-layered. I personally hope the new DOT secretary has some understanding of how airlines operate, or is at least open to learning about that industry. But I would like you to address the current administration's recent announcement of what they term broad inquiries into airline operations, because it sounds to me like they're sort of dancing around the real issues and don't really have any idea of what the airlines need from the government.
Mary, I think you're getting at a good point. As I said before, whomever is president, we're going to have opportunities and challenges. This is an area where we've had a challenge with the current administration. The current administration has chosen to focus on fines and fees rather than addressing underlying issues. We have an underlying issue of 3,000 too few air traffic controllers. We have an underlying issue of antiquated technology. We have an underlying issue that you mentioned of not funding airport infrastructure. Accordingly, our air travel system does not provide travelers with the confidence that they deserve. Fines and fees, which may feel good and sound populist, are not going to fix those underlying issues. My message to Secretary Buttigieg, our conversations with the Biden administration have been very clear. We don't have to worry about fines and fees if we just fix the underlying problems. Mm-hmm. That will be our message with the incoming Trump administration. How do we deal with these underlying issues where we have underfunded the FAA, we have under-resourced our airports for too long? And as such, America has a air travel system that is not the envy of the world. There are too many delays, cancellations, other issues due to antiquated air traffic control and underfunding. So that's where we will be focused. I'm hopeful the new administration will focus its attention on the things that really address underlying issues. And we'll go from there.
We're going to see that. You know, when that starts a little over 2 months from now, what unfolds. And I agree with you. I mean, there's opportunity there. But I want to take you in this direction. You know, last week, Mary and I, we were broadcasting the show from Palma de Mallorca. It was part of our big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 with show partner Seabourn. For the first time, we actually had on an ocean cruise, we had show fans and followers with us. We spent some time when we were in Monaco with a sitting member of their parliament, Christophe Bricot. And during our various discussions, the topic of the U.S. not having a true secretary of travel and tourism, like other countries, it came up. So, you know, I know progress has been made by having an assistant within the Commerce Department, but what are your thoughts on America having a true secretary-level position to the president on travel? We support it, but what say you?
Well, first of all, on behalf of all your listeners, I hope you had a great time in Mallorca. We're all jealous.
It was great weather, Jeff. It was great.
Right? Every country is different. And you're right. Many countries have a minister of tourism or something of that sort. They prioritize travel differently. The United States has not done that. The United States has long taken the perspective that people are going to come to the United States. Where else would they want to go? Well, they want to go elsewhere, too. We see that now when we've seen our market share plummet in terms of the international travelers that we're welcoming. I think what's most important within our structure of government is that it's clear from the White House that travel is a priority. If we are not getting that message from the White House, the Secretary of Commerce, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Homeland Security, we found that they just don't prioritize these issues. When the White House makes it a priority, things happen. That's why I have a degree of optimism with President Trump. You know, this idea of showcasing America's greatness, about using travel as a means of demonstrating all that makes America special. If the president makes a point of saying these issues are a priority, mm-hmm. we all know they will get addressed, and they'll get addressed in a favorable way. So our focus is really on getting the administration at the highest level to embrace what the industry is doing. And if we can pull that off, we'll be in a good place.
Jeff, in 12 days, we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving across America, but a lot of people impacted by the hurricanes, flooding, and tornadoes associated with Helene and Milton will not be gathering around per usual at the family table. It's a hard reality. We know that you and the U.S. travel team have urged Congress to help folks with disaster relief funding. Can you just share a quick update on any progress made?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we're looking at about $100 billion in damage that came from hurricanes Helene and Milton. A lot of that damage in the mountain areas of North Carolina, an area where there's about 50,000 travel industry workers. They need help. The way they get that help is by the White House putting forward a concrete recommendation and Congress passing that. The White House has still not put that concrete recommendation forward. We're pressuring them to do so. And we've called on Congress to pass this before Thanksgiving. We're running out of time. Right, we've got a little less than 2 weeks to get these people the help that they need. We will keep the pressure up. I have not seen the focus that we'd like to see, but on behalf of these 50,000 industry employees, we will be as vocal as we possibly can.
So we have about 30 seconds. Is there one or two things that you're looking for that we should all have our eye on for 2025 in the travel world?
You know, I think... great question. I mentioned before, we've got this decade of sports in front of us, the Ryder Cup, the World Cup, the Summer Olympics. I'm looking for an acknowledgement that we've got to get to work. We've got to put forward the right individuals, the right focus, the right policies to make sure that America can really show off the way that it should. The Biden administration made some positive movements right here at the end of this year. We need the Trump administration to come in swinging to make this a priority. That's one of the first things that we need to see. Yeah. The second thing I'll mention is we're going to issue at the end of January a blueprint for how to really fix visas, customs, TSA, and other things. It's going to make a splash. It's going to be big. It's going to be bold. And I look for that to get the attention that it deserves and to get some movement as well.
Well, Jeff, we will have you back, and we'll talk about that. Always nice connecting with you. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving and a great holiday season that's ahead as well, okay?
Thank you both so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, well, there goes Jeff Freeman, folks. As we head into this bottom of the hour break, the Destination Spotlight is ahead this hour as we take you to Colorado Springs. The NCF is going to get us going to begin hour two. We've got the personal connection still to come, but next, Rudy's going to talk solo travel for the winter ahead. 80% of the show is still to come. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
There's nothing more frustrating than when your earbuds won't work. So Raycon is making your everyday easier with their best-selling everyday earbuds. With 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity, Raycon's everyday earbuds are now even more easy to use. They're available in a variety of vibrant new colors, and the quality rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio. Right now, you'll get 20 to 50% off site-wide when you go to buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still can't sleep, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. Well, clear out the cabinets and reset your health with CBD Distillery. CBD Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients, and with over 2 million customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CBD Distillery is the source to trust. Get 20% off today at CBDDistillery.com with code CARRY. That's CBDDistillery.com and code CARRY for 20% off. Or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This segment of the show is sponsored by amac.us/carry. Well, America has certainly spoken with a loud and clear voice, and as we all move into a new world and all work to get our country back on track, how does savings with discounts from companies that share our values sound to you, including an array that will save you big time when you travel? You get that and more when you become a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. This is an organization with more than 2.1 million patriots who are committed to saving the country we love. They stand for the values we all share and fight every day to protect the individual liberties outlined in the Constitution. There's a simple way for you to unite with others, all while saving big discounts. Join AMAC.us/carry for just $1. Just $1 makes you part of this powerful movement and saves you big time on so many other products and services. Your voice matters, and together we can make a real impact. Plus, all the real savings you'll receive from discounts your membership will deliver with over 100 companies, including an array when you travel, for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events and movies, restaurants, and so much more. Well, all those things make this such a win-win. You'll also receive a subscription to the bi-monthly AMAC magazine. Bottom line, this will be the best money you've ever spent. So go get your one-year membership for just a dollar by going to AMAC, that's A-M-A-C, amac.us/carry. Or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, if you happen to be considering winter travel this season, Pamela Holt is someone who might have some tips you can use. She's host of Me, Myself, and the World, The Art of Solo Traveler, a TV series that streams on Amazon Prime and elsewhere. And we last talked with her in the spring, but we wanted to ask her more specifically today about solo winter travel. Pamela, welcome back to the show. Let's start with some destinations that solo travelers might want to consider this this winter.
Thank you for having me. There are a lot of seasonally appropriate places for cold weather, and some if you want a little bit of vitamin D, you can head down to the southern hemisphere. Let's start with warm weather. Domestically, we have Miami, Florida, which is hosting Art Basel, which is a great place to travel, especially for a first-time traveler with a purpose, whether you're going for a bucket list, a hobby, a passion, or an event like this. Head on over to St. Augustine. They have the Knights of Lights there. If you want to go a little bit further than that, out of the country, Aruba. Aruba is a great place for solo travelers. Low crime rate, very touristy, friendly infrastructure, and of course, everyone speaks English. One of my favorites is always Bali. Bali, it is the rainy season. Prices are lower, but there are sections in Ubud that were just named top four for Time magazine. So Bali is a wonderful place to go.
And those rainy season, they just have bursts of rain now and then. It doesn't rain all day and all night, for goodness sake.
Yes, absolutely. Especially if you're over in, say, Seminyak or Kuta, it's very warm down by the beach. For cool weather destinations for solo travelers, some of the Christmas markets are what are on a lot of people's minds, and a local one is in Chicago, Illinois. It's called a Kris Kringle market in Chicago. And then, of course, if you want to travel abroad, Tallinn, Estonia is fantastic, always rated a top safe place for solo travelers. Prague. And an unlikely one is Fukuoka, Japan. They have wonderful Christmas markets. If you are a solo traveler and wanting to really experience some of Europe, which is a little bit warmer climate, is Portugal. It is consistently ranked, again, a really safe place to go. It's much less expensive than its neighbors, say Italy and Spain. And English is widely spoken, and they have some incredible all-inclusive resorts in Portugal that you can just lavish in, some of them for as little as $150, $200 a night.
Wow.
So it's really great. And one last one is Iceland. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you can do free layovers in Iceland. If you're traveling transatlantic from the U.S. to Europe, you can do it free to a 24-hour to 7-day layover in Iceland with Iceland Air, which for me, that would be a great way to really get your feet wet for solo travel.
I get the impression, Pamela, that some cruise lines and other travel providers are starting to be more generous towards solo travelers than they've traditionally been, because they always used to say, oh, you're traveling alone, add another $300 to that. Is that a fair assumption on my part? How do you find these travel providers treating solo travelers these days?
Yes, exactly what you said. Typically, they have been penalized, but they're really, really stepping up. Some cruise lines are introducing solo cabins with no extra fees. They're cutting single supplements. They're both large and boutique lines are introducing what they call like a studio cabin. There are a couple cruise lines with up to 80, 90 single or studio cabins on them, and they're really wonderful. But more importantly, they're really offering solo travelers that same level experience of privacy, comfort, price, solo itineraries. They're introducing activities and hosts just for solo travelers. My mom went on a 32-day cruise, and it was all about solo travelers. And I want to separate single cruisers versus solo cruisers.
Mm-hmm.
So single cruisers are perhaps people who want to mingle and meet others, but solo cruising is all about connection and camaraderie among the other solo cruisers. And I have redefined solo travel to stand for seeking out life's opportunity, S-O-L-O.
I like that.
Yeah, and I think it opens up for cruising where people feel more comfortable about going.
Pamela Holt is a world traveler. Her television series, Me, Myself, and the World, The Art of Solo Traveler, is seasons 1 and 2 are streaming on Amazon Prime. You can find more information by going to her website, PamelaHolt.com. Pamela, we got to go. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/Carry. Let me ask you, how was your sleep this week? Well, let's dramatically improve it today with a terrific new mattress from HelixSleep.com/Carry and save you 25% while we're at it. Helix offers a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections. Don't you just love a good bed at a hotel? Well, now you can have one even better at home. They also offer the Helix Plus for big and tall sleepers, and the Helix Kids mattress designed for growing bodies and endorsed by children's sleep experts. As a show fan, you'll get a 100-night risk-free trial, so you've got nothing to lose. This is top-quality luxury that's also very affordable. Unlike a lot of mattress companies, Helix owns its own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly to your door. Making themselves is how Helix keeps prices down. To find out which mattress will work best for you and your body, just take their sleep quiz to find your perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge, and if you aren't satisfied, they'll pick it up and you can return it for a full refund, no questions asked. These mattresses have been awarded the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Save 25% today at HelixSleep.com/carry or find a link at armworldtravel.com. And it's my understanding the 20% off lasts until the end of this month, November. Well, with Thanksgiving and December holidays approaching, prime travel season's almost here, and if you're traveling with a pet, well, you face special challenges. Vicki Stevens is the Director of Program Management and Communications for the Companion Animals Department at the Humane Society in Washington, D.C. We asked her to join us today to share some advice on how to travel safely with a pet. Welcome, Vicki, welcome to the show. Well, to begin with, are there several main mistakes travelers make in this regard? And if so, how can they avoid those mistakes?
Hi, Rudy. Well, you know, I would think that the number one mistake that people make is not really considering, is bringing your pet with you when you travel the best thing for everyone involved? You know, you want to stop and take a second to think, you know, where are you going? What are you going to do when you get there? And what's your pet's personality and temperament like?
Boy, okay. but some people have to travel with their pets, don't they? I mean, they
yes,
want to.
Absolutely. And if they do, that's terrific. And so some of the things then you would consider is, what is the safest and most comfortable mode of transportation for your pet? Often driving is the best. And again, that depends on how far you're going. If driving is an option, then that's the one we would recommend you take. You would just want to make sure that your pet is secured in the car. If you're traveling with a cat, and some people do, I've traveled with my cats before, you'll want to make sure that their carrier is secured, like with the seat belts. And if it's a long trip, you're going to want to make sure that you have a carrier that's big enough to accommodate at least a small litter box.
And I would think also, obviously, if you're going to fly, you've got to check with that, whatever airline you're flying and their rules. And if you're planning to stay, if it's a road trip and you're planning to stay at hotels and motels, you want to know which hotels and motels will allow you to bring a pet, right?
Absolutely, and including Airbnbs and Vrbo, things like that. One thing I have found as a pet parent of cats, is that pet-friendly often means dog-friendly. So if you are traveling with a cat, you want to, you know, contact the hotel first to make sure that it's okay to bring a cat. Although I will say that, you know, if cats are creatures of habit, unless they're an adventure cat, most cats are creatures of habit, and they're going to be most comfortable with their routines back home with a trusted sitter.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you travel with your cats?
I only have in the past when I've needed to. So, for example, when we put our house up for sale, we determined it was safest to bring our cats with us in an Airbnb. And so we reached out to the owner, and they had never been contacted about cats before, but they let us bring our cats, and that worked out really well.
I also gather I've never traveled overseas with pets, but different countries have very different rules. Some will quarantine them for like 6 months before you can collect them. I think England is that way.
That is such an important point, and that's something that you're going to want to research well in advance. You're going to want to know what the rules are in the country you're traveling from, the country you're traveling to. You know, is there anything special you need to know to bring your pets back to, you know, your first country? You're going to need to study that well in advance, know what the rules are. Certain vaccinations may be required, health certificates. Like you said, the quarantine period, this is something that you don't want to be taken by surprise.
No. And I presume most pet food, you can buy pet food just about anywhere else. Vicki Stevens is the Director of Program Management and Communications for the Companion Animals Department of the Humane Society of the United States. Vicki, thank you for joining us. How many cats do you have?
I have three.
And have you had three for a long time?
I had one at first, and she was quite happy being an only cat, but I didn't quite realize that. So during the pandemic, we fostered a couple of kittens to help out, and of course fell in love, and they get along, but it's an uneasy piece.
Well, travel safely with them. Thank you for joining us, Vicki.
Thank you so much, Rudy.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, good, everyone. Nice to have you back at RM World Travel Central with Mary and me. It is time for the Destination Spotlight as we check in Colorado Springs, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
We had so much Travel Pro Luggage on that set last week aboard the Seaboard Ovation with all of our fellow listeners traveling with us. So anyway, all right, well, the facts are this is well-made, well-tested, well-traveled, top-quality luggage, and it's going to equip you to travel the world like a pro. Pro with first-class luggage sets and accessories, they have the perfect travel companion for you.
It's always fun to see the reaction to our Travel Pro luggage when we're on the move, folks. Platinum Elite is what we travel with. We think it's the best. Rudy likes their Max Light. RJ prefers the Bold line. Regardless of what you choose, Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence. It's affordable. It's going to last you. This weekend at TravelPro.com, as a show fan, you're going to save up to 40% on holiday purchases. There's also a direct link at RMLTravel.com under sponsors.
Well, Robert and I were just in London briefly on Tuesday, and now we're headed to a place sometimes referred to as Little London, as Doug Price, CEO of Visit Colorado Springs, is joining the show.
Well, yes, he is indeed. Doug, nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show with us today.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks for the nice welcome.
Well, we really appreciate you being a part of the show. So this program has been heard in your city for years on AM 1240, FM 105.5, and FM 92.5 KRDO radio. Colorado Springs is such a great place to visit in this centennial state. I love that your LinkedIn lists you as a memory maker. You've been in your role nearly 14 years. So this, Doug, is your opportunity to talk to America now across our 600-plus weekly stations and share some of what makes your part of our country special and worthy of people's travel dollars.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you think about the fact that we're in the mountain time zone. And so people love that two-hour change from the East Coast and an hour change from the West Coast. And one of the things that we think is pretty special about Olympic City USA, which is how we branded ourselves, is that we are very much an outdoor recreation haven for people. During the pandemic, when everybody was going through trials and tribulations, we had our own for sure, but people come here to be outdoors. And our year-round climate makes that very, very easy to do.
Doug, we were reviewing a study about travel to your area before the show today, and definitely I'm sure the great outdoors, as you just mentioned, is part of this, but you have seen sizable increases year over year since 2021, so that means big tourism dollars are being infused into your local economy. I'm curious about the impact travel and tourism is having on Colorado Springs, maybe some of the positive benefits it's delivering to your community, and what do you think is fueling the growth?
You know, Mary, it's a great question because we have been eligible for federal grants and state grants to be able to, further promote Colorado Springs. Our city was founded on tourism. Back in 1871, we were a wellness destination before the term medical tourism was even invented by anybody. People, going back to the days of Little London, would come here for the healing of both the spring's waters and the sunshine. And so for us, we've really kind of capitalized on that. And the other irony that has happened since 2021 is we opened the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum. And that museum is just creating all kinds of new visitors who want to come and experience the Olympic Games, both past, present, and future.
Well, you know, I want to talk because we've covered the Olympic and Paralympic Museum during our Museum Gallery segment in the past.
When they opened,
yes,
yeah.
And it's a terrific location, no question about that. Certainly Colorado Springs, it's also home to the U.S. Air Force Academy. You've got the National World War II Museum of Aviation that's there. I stay at the luxurious Broadmoor Resort, we say is a must when visiting. But with winter nearly upon us, Doug, I mean, talk about all the skiing that folks can come enjoy within a close proximity of your area.
Yes, we're really within the number one of the things that we suggest to people is they look closely at flying in and out of our airport. We live in the shadow of Denver. It's an hour and 20 minutes to Denver International. But the Colorado Springs Airport is a great alternative to the ski slopes. You can go from Fly COS up to Breckenridge and Monarch in less than 2 hours, and it's almost all back roads. And so, yes, we have a lot of people who will fly in and either do a pre- or post-trip from their ski excursion up in the mountains.
Yeah, and it's also, Mary, as we know, it's not just a ski destination.
No, I really think you're also a year-round destination as well. Yeah. So last question from us today before we run out of time. What's something, Doug, that you say first-time travelers to Colorado Springs must experience to really feel like they visited your area? And you've got about 40 seconds.
Well, the Garden of the Gods is something that is a bucket list for many, many people. To go to the top of Pikes Peak, you can go up on the Cog Railway, or you can drive it, or if you're really adventurous, you can bike it. But to go to the top of Pikes Peak and to do Garden of the Gods are two things that are on many, many people's bucket list. And what one that they might not include, but we know is very special, is the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, have just added to people's things to do list. Folks, I'm going to give you the website. You can plan your own travels, and you can go visit and experience Colorado Springs. It's very easy. Visit COS.com. Visit COS for Colorado Springs. Visit COS.com. Doug, appreciate your time. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Mary, Robert, thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
My pleasure.
Take
Bye-bye
care.
Now.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. There goes Doug. Nice guy. Visit COS.com, folks. That's going to put a lid on Hour 1 of the program today. Hour 2 kicks off in about 7 minutes with the National Communal Forum. Is your station going to be a part of it? Well, find out in about 7 minutes. Personal Connection, Right Stuff, and Trey Bodge are also still ahead. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. And don't forget, you can catch the show live or anytime on our website, rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.